Oh my god, my microphone sucks so much dick! Why does it always do this?
Hannah!
We just need that recorded.
I'm actually recording this because I'm testing call graph.
Well, I sure hope that makes it to the final cut.
It probably will.
So after waking up at like 5 a.m., I stayed the night at my friends Sean and Lisa's and Ian and April's. I stayed the night at their house because it's like close to school because I had to wake up at 5 a.m. to help with the festival. They have four cats. Whatever. Anyway, I've been awake since 5 a.m. is the moral of the story there.
Right.
And so after being awake since 5 a.m., like running myself ragged back and forth at this festival, completely exerting all of my energy by laughing like a hyena on stage after winning Best in Show, I come home and my sweet mates tell me that there is a package for me. And so the proceeding follows what happened. Sam and I had something of an inside joke that ended with me saying, I swear to God, if in the mail I end up with a...
Okay, all right, let me... Hang on. All right, so I've been writing a bunch of stories that Amanda's been giving me prompts for. And the latest prompt she gave me was, put in a character that you have role-played or that you've ever seen role-played or, you know, whatever. Make it in there. It doesn't have to be the central focus, but whatever. So we were talking. I was like, all right, well, I got to figure out how to pick one. And so I said, well, I'll just draw one out of a hat. And Amanda was like, well, you need a really big hat. And I was like, well, I've got a whole print shop to myself tomorrow. You know, I think maybe I'll just, like, come up with something. And then Amanda said, if I end up having to sign for a goddamn poster board of a single name and then have it lovingly framed. So I spent an hour.
So today I got a poster board.
Hand typesetting a single name with lovely design printed on full paper on a $50,000 printer. Put it in a tube and mailed it to her.
I said I would be amazed at your commitment to the joke. And there it is. And there's also my messy ass floor.
I was wondering when you were going to get that.
Better than an ass floor.
Today. I got it today.
I just look how the first two are just like her, just laughing her ass off before she finally displays. Not even the full name, just Georg.
Georg. And unfortunately you can't see the very nice golden embossing that's on that fucking typeset. Is it lovely, Amanda?
I'm gonna have to get it framed now. I have to commit.
Just hang it right above your bed.
Years from now, my grandchildren will ask, "Who's George?"
I like that someone else will just ask about it, and they'll just be like, "She's an artist."
Well, Amanda will just look down to the side and say, she'll just get very quiet.
George was a very special boy.
They'll look up and ask, "Who's George?" And I'll look down and whisper, "No."
What? No, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Why would you say, I didn't, that's not what I was asking. No.
No.
No, I don't want that. No, I don't want that. Give me the dice roller. Give me the character sheet. Thank you. I'll never... That was great. I'll never come back here.
What? Charlie, are you okay? What's going on over there?
I am the...
Charlie?
We're gonna have to, like, call 911 for you.
I have an iPad, guys. This thing has fucking more processing power than my whole laptop.
Hooray!
Yay. Like, when I was leaving, when I was leaving after the awards ceremony, like, all of my friends hugged me and said, "You finally have an updated piece of technology." Like, 20 people said the same thing to me, and I'm pretty sure not all of them talked about it. So I wonder how notorious I was for having a 6-year-old Dell laptop.
There are worse things you could be known for.
Dell laptop. Of the laptop.
Butt stuff.
Butt stuff is, in fact, a worse thing you could be known for.
It's true.
In some circles. In some circles, it might be, like, a positive.
Are you saying in some circles, butt stuff might be better than 6-year-old Dell laptop?
Is butt stuff currency? Is that what we're talking about here? Like, can you trade it butt stuff? Can you stake your reputation to the price of butt stuff?
They're like bitcoins.
Buttcoins.
Buttcoins.
The value of it is highly volatile.
The digital currency of the future.
Buttcoins. No, that's Cosby coins.
Oh, of course.
It's based off the standard of Bill Cosby being funny, so that means it can only go up, up, up.
I like the idea that TI calculators are the unchanging currency of the future, having still costing now what they cost in 1992.
No, we need to go backwards in time when Mt. Gox's original purpose was.
When who?
Event tickets on Magic the Gathering Online. That is the true currency of the future.
Check out my report card, we'll throw some D's on it.
Hey.
Yeah, trick, yeah.
Well, I wasn't talking about cocks and dicks. I was talking about cock goblins. Calf goblin, half rooster. Truly horrifying.
Charlie.
Have you never seen a cock goblin?
I've seen you a goblin cock.
Palgrin has a toenail at the end of his penis.
What?
That's true.
Who's as bad with dicks as Hannah is with butts?
What? Wait, what? What about dicks?
Charlie's as bad with dicks as Hannah is with butts.
Wow, Charlie got really excited about that.
Yeah.
Charlie's dick sense is tingling.
He look like gets taller every time.
I don't remember how tall he was to start. He was like 6'6", I think.
He's like 12 foot tall and made of radiation.
He's not George Washington.
I know.
30 feet tall and made out of dicks. Makes love like an eagle falling out of the sky.
Like, what?
You are just moving it in a direction at that point.
Yeah, but you probably don't want to drift into the thing you're trying to redock.
Fun fact, Earth drifts around
as recklessly as possible.
Fun fact, Earth drifts around the sun all the time. So it's not the massive drifting that is Mercury.
Dude, it's been doing it so continuously. That must be some kind of record.
That's a sweet power slider. It's got going.
Yeah, but it doesn't have the
for
form
billions
of
years.
I would I would never take the world on in like Tony Hawk Pro Skater. Never.
That's silly. That involves skateboards. We're talking about race cars.
Look.
All right. Look. All right. So you guys are going into orbit. I'm drifting this back onto the rails.
Multi-track drifting. Yep. All right.
And I also use my opportunity to make every session of this have a Carl Sagan quote.
Yep.
Most
Carl Sagan. It's the game.
Mostly the same quote.
It's how I find the voice is by saying billions and billions, or children of the cosmos. We go through with.
So wait, we're Katamari cousins?
We go through this in. We travel in this, our ship of the mind.
Can I be Nickel? I like Nickel.
Charlie, shush. You're not with us.
You're not here.
You're back on Earth, getting drunk.
Are there girls?
Are there girls?
Speaking of people on Earth and in the Mission Control Center.
He's better than payday. Anyway.
Anything's better than a payday, let's be honest. Yeah, peanuts seriously. And glue. Delicious.
It is alright.
Something wrong with you, Sam.
Pity's like
Matt,
the most vanilla
and Sam,
candy
but
bar.
Mostly Matt.
Don't fucking lay that shit on me.
You like Charleston shoes.
Yeah, because they're fucking delicious, you asshole.
Podcast over. Candy wars have begun.
All right.
Can we all agree that Baby Ruths are terrible?
No, we can't.
They do spray. They do leave chocolate that just melts into your clothing everywhere, though.
All right, I'm gonna.
Honestly,
be right
fucking
back.
Baby Ruth is some of the only candy bars that I enjoy. Fuck you, Zach.
All right.
Oh no, it's happening.
I think Snickers is probably the king of candy bars, though.
Agreed.
Dear Lord.
Yeah. I'd agree with that.
Okay, yeah. So you guys can. All right. So yeah, as you guys make an extended DBA.
Thank you, Matt.
I think to repeat something Sam just IM'd me, this is never making it to air, is it? No, I'm keeping this light enough that it's vaguely arable, and honestly, compared to everything that happened on RPBR, whatever.
Hey, we're not done yet.
Give it time.
No, don't give it time.
We don't have a Mike Patton, so
that is a fair point.
Oh, boners 24/7. Yeah, no.
According to Kevin, space just makes boners happen.
I think that's about the point where this just kind of started getting filthier and filthier.
Thanks.
You can hear that, Kevin?
Kevin mentioned an aspect of human anatomy, and we're all bastions of maturity.
Damn right.
You hear that, Kevin?
This is why none of us should be present.
Is all your fault. Dude, he can give the entire nation space boners. Imagine what that would do for the space program.
Charlie, why do you ask that every time?
Because Charlie's obsessed with dicks.
Charlie is to dicks as I am to butts. I know, I'm never expecting it.
Hey, Charlie, because Hannah told me you asked it, Vlodlin is uncut. Because monster regeneration. I thank There's you for no... making me think about this.
No Jewish monster Moyle.
Although there was a Moyle, but he was really frustrated.
They keep calling him back.
Holy, what the hell? The thing keeps coming back. I'm trying to. No.
There was a point where I considered that this might just be a strange parallel universe, but no, this is my life now. I live in a world where such things exist. And questions are asked and answered.
I can't tell if you're in character or out of character.
Yes.
That reason's very obvious.
Well, we're just... Yep, just going whole hog into this thing,
going balls deep into this squealing hog.
Why?
You're going to hell. You might as well go there running.
Theo has a bone.
God damn it.
God damn it.
Is erect.
This game is going to be considerably shorter when it goes to air.
This will be some fun side chatter.
His dick is hard.
God damn it.
Oh, okay.
Sam,
I need to think of
a
question from Mikhail now.
Well, that bomb was just dropped. You can't think of anything.
God damn it.
I can't stop laughing. This game is great. I love you all.
Why did you leave the call? That wasn't even something in the call.
I'm joking.
That was the point.
God damn it. You just wanted to fully immerse yourself in the idea of circumcisions.
By the way, my call crashed. Kevin,
welcome to this session, Kevin.
I'm just going to suggest that you're not in the call, Kevin, for your own good.
All right.
Jano shows up on comms for like 2 seconds. Hey, what's going on? Why are all the cameras covered? Oh. Janos, you're still alive. Wait, come back.
All right, yeah. So you